to the stand. Only she can, only feet hands. It's only, only, it's only feet hands.
Welcome back to another episode of Only Fans with me, Karen Elizabeth Fian. My guest today, Steph Tolov, is here, you guys. This is exciting. This
are we excited?
This is a big guy. This is a good.
Is it?
This is a big. This is a big Only Fans guy. This is something, okay. I think it's going to be a big crowd pleaser.
Really?
Yeah, I think they love some female energy. There's too many men in New York, too many male comedians that I've just collected, these like dusty fucking losers.
Disgusting loser pigs.
Thank you for dropping by.
Thanks for having me. I'm pumped. I love the dog.
I was so happy to hear that you had a big dog when I ran into you.
Yeah.
Large animal. I knew she was just going to be like really into you, but you weren't going to be afraid.
No, no. I hate when people are afraid of dogs.
It's like...
Go to therapy then.
Yeah.
I've been bit several times. I have a scar on my arm as a kid. I got fucking launched on.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, then deal with that trauma.
Sure.
Unless the dog raped you, I feel like we need to... I'm sorry. It's crazy.
I've been in plenty of situations where, you know, you've been a little scared, where the dog has, you know... I've had to break with this one... We've had to break up a few dog fights, you know? Mm-hmm. Last week, she was on a French bulldog and I had to pull her off the dog. Like, I had my legs around her legs and my arms, like, under her neck. And I had to, like, flip her like a wrestler. Yeah, like, get off.
Do you know the trick?
She was being so bad. What is it? Kick him in the ribs?
No, finger in the butthole.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like...
Look at her. She got it.
Yeah, there's
she
like this like...
Number.
I'll
she
send you
number.
It. There's like this crazy thing. I saw this Australian woman. I don't know if you saw it. She like... Her dog was like fighting with a like, big pit bull and she couldn't get the jaws to even open up. So
pitbulls
she just went...
won't let go, dude.
No. They
but
have
neither
to be
does Mabel.
Fingered. Fingered in the ass.
You're getting it next time, girl.
You're getting it. You're going to love it.
We're going to film it. We're going to sell it.
Oh, yeah.
M&M 69. Listen, oh Mabes, do you like her?
She
licks a little bit too much for
no,
your
it's,
liking.
It's, I do like it, but it is a lot.
My mom's dog licks like incessantly. Like it will lick your epidermis off your face.
Yeah, no, it's my parents' dog. They have a black flat coat retriever, and it's like she licks so hard you can hear her like neck snap back. Like it's crazy. Like you're soaked. Like you look down, your arm has like spit bubbles. It's so disgusting. Not you. Okay, I should have done it. I did it. Wow. Now I got to really riled
up. See,
okay,
now she's going to try to be inside you. Look at her. You can't fit in her.
Oh, she probably can. Stop. There's a lot of room in there.
Stop.
I stretch.
Stop trying to fit in her. Stop.
I stretch. The whole podcast is going to be us petting the dog, and I have no problem with that at all. I have none.
You see my fucking tablecloth?
I love
just
the tablecloth.
Such a nerd.
My mom for Christmas last year got me a matching blanket and little dog blanket.
Love it.
Saying I love my little golden. Like, I love my mom. Love my golden. I'm like, this is pathetic.
Oh, it's beautiful.
No, yeah, it's sad.
I love Christmas.
Sad women.
What's it like? You're in LA, right?
I am, yeah.
What's it like owning a dog in LA? What's the routine like?
I love it.
Is it early mornings? Is it like, what's the vibe?
Yeah, but I feel like this is like... You're one of the only people I've seen that has a normal house for a big dog like this.
Okay.
I see people walking around like huge dogs and like living in some like corner cube. That's why I was like, ever since I got Susan, I was like, I'm not moving to New York. I'm never moving because I like we hike all the
we
time. We've got a whole thing.
The weather's great like so much of the time. Like the thing about having a big dog in intermittent weather sometimes is like you feel like you're like Sue Ellen like in Alaska. That lady who like remember who like killed like rats and stuff to live. You know that show in the wild?
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
It's like you're wearing like 8 layers of clothing to go out to just like take
and
a
just
walk.
To pee. Like where do you go to pee? Is there a pee pad somewhere? Do you have a balcony with a pee pad, or do you have to go all the way outside to pee?
Oh, all the way outside.
No, see, Susan has a huge pussy, and it's like, no, it's real. Actually, no, it's a whole thing. My dog actually has
really?
She had a hood labia as a puppy, and they want to do a surgery on it. I have a joke. I'm like mother, like daughter, hilarious. But she literally, if I didn't have a grass outside, I would like it would be a nightmare.
Right.
I had to take her out. She would pee like all the time. She had UTIs nonstop.
No.
I know.
She's had a UTI before. It's tough with girl dogs because they squat so low to the
ground.
They're
dragging it all over the place.
I know. They're really sweeping the streets
Why
with those legs.
Why are they
legs.
Doing it? They really are right in the crevices in the dirtiest spots. Some other pee.
It's a big girl dog thing too. You know, I mean, they're marking, they're labing it up.
Yeah, they're marking their labs.
They're letting the world know that they're here, they're queer, and they're having a great time.
Yeah.
Mabel. Yeah, that's the UTI thing was a pain in the ass because she was peeing a lot and the he was like clear, it was wrong.
They feel bad because you know how UTI feels and you're like they're going through this fucking pain. I'm like, it's a nightmare.
My UTIs got progressively worse. I don't know about yours. Did you ever? Until I became proactive about them, and I really haven't had one since.
Well, have you heard about boric acid pills? This is my big thing. If you got a lot of female fans here,
what are we just singeing off our insides
we're
now?
We're flopping those things in. I got any kind of irritation, any kind of I might be like the
send
balance
me a
is
link.
Off. Well, I'll send you a link. Oh, I'll send the link up. I am flopping those fuckers in there nonstop. I have like a whisper of yeast or just like a little, you know, when you fuck somebody, you ever get like BV, what's it called? BV when you fuck somebody like,
yeah,
and
you're like, that
disgusting.
Was off. Your pH was wrong.
No,
like
gross.
This is like a tiny little itch that I can't scratch. What happens? Let's
pills.
Take care of it. Okay.
Organic.
See,
right
I'm,
in there.
I'm a cranberry pill popper.
Yes.
You
I think
know?
These are better. They work faster.
Okay. All right.
I pop cranberries too. I'm popping it all.
Yeah.
It's all going in. It's all coming out. It's gotta come out.
It's gotta come out. I'm gonna flush it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like suck it out.
The sin.
Suck it right out of me. A little tube and suck it out. It'd be nice.
So it's like you can go hiking a lot. Here there's like all these signs that are like dogs not allowed, dogs not allowed. If we wake up early enough, like we can get away with it.
Okay.
People don't give a shit. But it's
not allowed where? Like they're like fencing off all the grass. Where, there's no grass in New York.
There's grass around here and like over there. There are some patches. Rockefeller Park is like a big grassy park. But there's all these people and their kids are like, oh, don't let your dog there because your dog's going to shit there. And then my kid plays there. Listen.
Yeah, your dog's going to shit there too. Your kid's going to shit there.
If my dog shits, I'm picking it up. I'm throwing it away. Mm-hmm. This entire field is covered with Canadian goose shit right now.
Way worse.
Are we really talking about?
I pick up my dog's diarrhea. Like I'm scooping. I'm double bagging
it.
I'm scooping.
We do our best.
Yeah. I mean, we can't get it all.
How are we going to get it all? It's soup that comes out of you sometimes.
Big dumps this one?
You know, I switched her. I was feeding her a kangaroo for a while.
Oh my God. I gotta get an OnlyFans of this kangaroo money. Are you kidding me? My dog's eating slop.
I don't.
Jesus Christ.
I don't recommend it. Honestly, I switched her to Darwin's Pet. Justin Silver told me to do that. And now I'll show you before you leave. And maybe Nicole remind me a little B-roll of the old Frisadaire.
I'll show you. So is it kibble? Or are we getting full? You're doing the full.
I'm meat patties. She's getting hamburgers.
Wow! I got to get my big fat pussy OnlyFans tonight. Then Jesus Christ!
There's
my
frozen
kibble. Look at it. She's better than me.
She eats dry food too.
This is insane.
She eats dry food too.
I'm eating pig's will, and your dog's eating fucking gourmet meat.
Do you have any idea what you're eating? She's not
a
good dog.
Any idea what you're eating?
It's not, you know what? Her shits are like nice, small, firm,
small.
Easy to pick up very rarely.
Really?
That liquidy, unless mama gives her some peanut butter, so she'll leave me the fuck alone so I can make my porn in peace.
Did she come in? My dog can't stand when I'm having sex. She tries to be in there, but I'm like, I can't have her in there. She's a pervert. When I masturbate, I have to get her out of the room. I can't have her in there.
She gets out of there. Both my dogs, this is my former.
No.
My dog, I have how do you say it?
your dead dog?
I don't know.
I was like, that might sum it up quickly.
I don't know how to process grief. How do I say it?
I can't. With her
she's
right
getting
she's
really,
so fucking cute.
She's going to head dive into your hips again.
I can't even think about.
What?
I can't even think about my dog dying. It's like, I did an audition once and I like, there's crying in the script and I started sobbing. And I said to my manager, she's like, I've never seen you cry before. I was like, yeah, I thought about my dog dying.
Of course.
That's it.
It was easily the saddest I've ever been in my whole life. It just felt like I was depressed for the entire time it took him to die, which was not even 8 weeks.
So long.
But it was so long, right? Like you just wake up depressed like every morning.
And now you have this perfect little angel.
She's not perfect.
No, she's cute as hell. She really is cute as hell.
Mabes.
Having a light lick, having a long lick.
What
right
are you
now.
Doing? You got an eye booger. What are you doing? What
oh
are
my
you doing?
God, I'm obsessed.
Are you a good girl?
No.
I can't
not
tell
me.
Sometimes. I feel like she's distracting me too much, Nicole. Do you need to leave me alone, Bone? Do you want to leave me alone, Bone? All right, we're just going to take a quick timeout.
You got to do it.
Thanks for holding.
So is this the couch that things get made on? Is this?
I probably have made some on this, but very rarely. I look better standing.
Well, who doesn't?
Are you insane? That gravity.
Are you crazy?
I need the high heels lifting things, yeah, making me flex, yeah, things. I almost, yeah, always make it after I work out. So you're, oh, feeling, yeah, you're like that taut pump. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless I like all like maybe like have like a hot night with a guy.
Okay.
Then sometimes I'll like, come home. Yeah, I'm, yeah, like, yeah, oh, let's, okay, put this on tape. Up.
Yeah.
Let's put this on tape. Let's put this in the family album.
I've been FaceTiming my boyfriend sex, and that's, I am like really, it's hard to get the angles. I'm really high up.
It's,
and then
the hardest thing.
It's, how really are you hard supposed to masturbate?
Narrate, yeah, masturbate, and connect with someone in this imperfect, mm-hmm, medium. I find it so challenging.
Yeah. I've been doing the, like, and it's hard to like get the, because I'm like, right, I have the pillow and then I have the thing, right, and then I'm like,
and he's like, what is that? Are you upside,
like,
down?
This, and, yeah, it's like rural central. I'm like, well, this sucks. So then I'm doing like the knees, and then I look like I have an amputee, and then I'm like, what is going on right now? Like, it's never a good angle.
That's the thing. They're like, is that your in butt crack? And you're like, that's my hip. It's my armpit. Like,
yeah,
no,
I can't. And I have, I'm so self-conscious of my stomach. So I'm like, I'm wearing Spanx right now.
No,
so I'm like, it's
way
a nightmare.
You're going to have eight chins. I don't, yeah, care, yeah, if you're skinny, fat, whatever. Like, you put a phone down here, you're going to have eight chins.
And I want to see it's him jerk off, me, and it's hard to look at myself.
I don't like 69ing in real life.
I hate 69ing.
And I feel like this is virtual 69ing, yeah, all the time.
It's disgusting. We got to stop doing it.
I hate it so much.
I don't do it.
I call out in the middle of it. I was like, I don't like 69ing.
No, I'm not looking at your fucking taint. I'm not off on your taint right now. And then I'm sucking in, and then unless I'm on the bottom, I'm so distracted. And there's way, no one's fully into
getting
it.
Getting
anywhere.
Much.
You're not. There's too much going on.
Any forward motion. Nobody's fucking coming. Maybe the guy's fucking coming because he's coming both because he knows you hate it.
And then my nose is too big. So I'm like, yeah, I'm like in the choda. Like, I'm like, this is stupid for me.
I've started declaring right in the beginning. I bring a scroll. I do not like 69ing. I do declare. I wrote.
I start declaring that I squirt because some people like it, some people don't.
Listen, maybe I squirt, maybe I don't. I'm definitely going to pee your bed. No, I am. I can squirt. I made myself squirt a couple times. Mm. First time I did it, it was like, holy shit, like across the room. Like it was like my entire life pent up in that one squirt.
And then never again?
You drained again, yourself. Really. I did. Okay. I feel like I popped off and now it's like a babbling brook. Now it's like the lazy river.
Oh,
it's
it's just little dribbles coming out.
It's should clean this up.
Like you have the faucet on, it's not fully turning off. Yeah, you gotta get the old plumber in.
What about you? Are you just old faithful?
Oh,
like a geyser?
It's a geyser. it's the fucking, it's right here. It's
what
we're looking out at.
She's a geyser.
I'm a geyser girl. It's really flopping out. I think I can drown a man if I really wanted to.
Your guy must, is he really into that? How could you not be?
I'm his first squirter. So I think it's a lot.
You're his first squirter?
Yeah.
Lucky him, though.
I know.
What a treat.
Sometimes it's too much. There's so much cleanup. There's so much towel. There's so much.
Nah, I think it's fucking awesome, man.
There's a sound. Sometimes.
It's like a water park every fucking time.
It's sometimes
it's next
too
level.
Because it doesn't really. Also, when
everything
I score.
Everything you
like,
do is at sea.
I am. We're on the ships. But I feel like I don't. It's not the. Guys think when you score, they're like, I'm making her come so much.
I feel like it's so good
nothing.
For their ego. Yeah, but don't tell them that.
I do. I'm like, I didn't come. Keep going. I'm like, get your fingers back inside me. Get your fucking tongue on my clit. I'm like, I didn't come like that.
Yeah.
It annoys me.
It does probably make their ego go like.
It does.
Oh.
And then I have to go, you did nothing. That's the way a dog begs fell your pocket. That's how much of a dog was in your eyes.
It's
shit
unreal,
bags
dude.
Falling
it's
on
not,
you.
It's nonstop, you guys. I pick up the poop.
You must.
I pick up the poop. What are you going to do?
You got to pick it up.
Not pick up the poop?
A lot of people don't pick it up.
I can't wait for the winter. You get to pick it up and it's nice and warm.
I love that. I love the warm pickups.
We're filthy.
Just carrying it around.
Are you like an earth sign?
Pisces.
I don't know. Oh, that's the fish.
Water
no,
sign.
That's a water
sign. That's why. Yeah, it's the squirting.
That's
I'm squirting
the squirt.
Out that Pisces.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Maybe that's
fishy,
why
fishy.
I only did one. I was like a dormant volcano or what's Mount St. Helen, and then it was one and done.
And that was it. One and done.
Now she's
it.
A fucking
now
dry.
She's, gone. She's fucking dried up down there.
When I smoke pot, my vagina gets dry. So does my mouth.
Mouth gets dry. I think my vagina's always wet. I don't know if that's good or bad. No, I'm not bragging. I feel like it's just too much. Because like right now, my gut's wet right now.
Mine
like,
is
too, much.
But I think it's cleaning after my period. I don't think it has anything to do with arousal.
Maybe I'm really dirty, then it's cleaning nonstop. Something's wrong with me. She's like a Roomba down there. She's keeping it up. She's just on autopilot
you
down there.
You want it moist, not.
I don't want it moist all the time. I get like, whenever I hear women not wearing underwear, I'm like, what do you mean? Where is it going?
Yeah.
I would just be jizzing in my jeans all day. I would have a crusted, I would have to wash my jeans every fucking day.
At the certain point, I would, if I wore pants and I went no underwear, I would have to wash those pants. I wouldn't be able to wear those another day in a row. But I do it once in a while. I do free ball it once in a while. A certain week out of my cycle, I can do that. And it really? Might be like, oh, there's a little discharge that happened. And it's like, you know, we live and learn.
A little. Geyser. I got a geyser in my head. My friend wears like long dresses and nothing underneath. I'm like, free ball in the puss out in the wild.
See, my thing is,
Yeah.
Are we talking like a silk, like a satin? What type of material?
No, more like a muumuu. Like, it's not a flattering outfit. So if someone came out, they'd be like, yeah, that woman's pissing or something. They'd make that woman just shit herself.
My thing would be like, I would get up and walk away and they would be like, did that girl pee herself? And it's like, nope, she just thinks your husband's hot.
Yeah. That's exactly what this is.
Keep it moving.
But she also shits a lot on the floor, so I don't know why she would do that. Like, she shits a lot. She's a shitting problem. So I'm like, you gotta stop wearing muumuus.
Wait, so maybe does her asshole feel better free?
Maybe. I don't know. It's
what
are
the shitting? Is it an IBS type
thing? Yeah. Like running to the bathroom and there's a plop falls out.
You can cure that though. You got to work on that. It's like something you can.
You Kegel it? Are you Kegel girl?
I just did when you said that.
Really? No, I'm going to try it. I never do it.
I never really do either.
Just sit around all day doing that. Who's there for the men?
Can I tell you?
No.
People, like, you work out though.
Yeah.
You're doing Kegel shit when you're like tightening your pelvic floor and all that. When you're doing squats, you're bracing your vagina.
Yeah. Okay.
So I feel like Kegels are more for our sedentary. You say it, kids.
What is that word?
Sedentary friends.
Oh, I don't even know what that word means. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. I can't help you because I have no idea what that word is.
Am I saying sedentary? People who sit down a lot.
Okay.
You know, these work from home type. I mean, so do I. But I feel.
Is that the face you do when you do it?
Yeah, they love it. Yeah, it's so hot.
They love that too. Yeah.
I think, need to do more Kegels than us. You're like, you lift weights and stuff. You do. Do you still do like the school of thought thing?
No. That's real hard to keep up with.
Do you graduate? Yeah, from that, or what is it? What happened?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great if you don't live on the road.
Yeah.
It's very hard to
do. How do you work out on the road? It's so fucking hard.
I do like hotels and shit, but it's like the day I fly in, I'm like, if I have a fucked up flight, a layover, I'm like walking in the airport with five bags. I'm not going to the gym when I get there. I'm rushing to a show. It's like, and eating, I'm like,
how much
meat
do you think we're
nonstop.
Burning doing those walks with the bags in the airport?
I got my bag with my camera. It's like 100 pounds. That's not that much, but I'm like, I'm dragging that around. I got my fucking carry on. I got my merch in my other bag. Fucking Sanford and Sons out there. It's a nightmare. I'm flopping around.
Honestly,
shit.
It's like a boot camp workout.
It is.
If you think about it, the way you hold shit. I fucking ran. Fucking Ian Lara is such a piece of shit. He tried to help me save time out of LaGuardia one time. We were flying to Vegas for Skankfest. I went to the wrong airport.
Oh,
dude,
no.
It was so bad. And I was running in so many different airports. I was so far when I got through security. I was so far from the gate. It was another like 20 minute, like running as fast as I could. And I get there and we were delayed another hour. And I was just sitting there fuming. I was so hungry because I burned all these cows.
All those cows. You're starved. You got to get some cows in you.
I know. Have you ever done one of those like little renter rooms with the shower at the airport?
No. My dad just did one and he said it was so annoying and then they charged him like it's like by the minute.
Yeah.
So then he got his credit card. He's like, $365 for what? Really? There's no fucking soap in there. My ass stunk. And I was like, okay, well, there you go. I didn't know if you're a stinky ass. No, I did. He said there was like not even like bar soap, like it was like a shampoo, conditioner, like soap combo.
Yeah.
It can't be good for the skin.
No, it didn't feel very luxurious.
You did it?
I did it once, yeah.
Oh.
And I did a little like airport workout because my flight had been delayed, I think, and I had a show and I was like, let me try to do fucking some type of movement.
Jesus.
So I tried to do.
Where'd you do the workout? It's in the middle of the fucking.
I was doing like burpees in one of those little rooms.
Oh, the room has like, you rent a room.
I was probably just covered in fucking germs and jizz and like dried
just
shit.
Burpees. That's
well, not
like
just
nightmare.
I would do like air squats. Like it was like a body weight exercise hit thing.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
like a
yeah.
Circuit.
In the airport. I'm never gonna get as fit as you because I'll never do that. I have no cares for that. That's a new level of. I don't care.
That was like for my mental state, I think, because things had gotten so out of whack as far as like what was planned.
Okay.
That I was like on the verge of like, either relapsing, not that I would, but like thinking about it, you know, I was like, I'm gonna fucking drink in this. Airports are so triggering for me.
Oh, they're the worst things. Because you stone sober?
I don't drink alcohol.
Okay.
I still smoke pot.
Yeah.
But yeah, like airports, like just like, I've just so many times, so many things I've ruined in airports being wasted.
Well, you get there and it's in the lounges. I'm sure you get the lounge.
Yeah.
I'm in the United Lounge and I'm sipping early in the morning. We got our 6 a.m. margs.
I don't blame you.
Gotta stop. Not on show days, but if I'm getting there a day early.
Yeah,
we're having a couple sips for that flight.
I would too if I, you know, could control myself, but I can't. And yeah, it's just like, so that's why I did that workout.
That makes sense. Okay, now I feel bad for shaming you and your
I'm just trying to workouts. Explain myself. Not a fucking that. It's not about like the physique, or it's a lot more about the mental, like I need to get myself in an adrenaline pumped way.
Yeah.
That way I can enjoy some food or something. I have so much time to kill. What the fuck am I going to do? God forbid I'm like creative or write a new joke.
I can't write like that in public when I'm flailing around getting a flight. It's too much.
It's too much.
I can edit stuff, but I can't be sitting there.
Did you teach yourself how to edit?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I do it all. And I'll tell you what, I ain't loving it.
No,
I had no. I had a social media team doing some stuff for me and it wasn't working the way I wanted it to. So I took it back over and now I'm like, I'm back in hell. I cannot stand watching myself. Watching my own clips and like cutting the, I'm like, I hate this. How does anyone ever find me funny? Like, I'm literally like, what is this? Why am I doing comedy? No, it's a nightmare. I don't mind doing the sketches. I can edit those pretty quickly. Yeah. I'm like, I know what I want to do and I can, I find the, cut the fat easily. But with stand up, it's like having to watch the whole hour timestamp. And also like, I only have like one video on my laptop at a time. It's people don't realize what we do. They don't realize the extent of all this shit.
I think you like, the trick is to like, just don't be hard on yourself. Like, just know that people like you and they're rooting for you and they're going to like what you put out. They're going to like it. So.
Well, let's hope. I'm just.
I have the same problem. That's why I outsource so much stuff. I'm like, I was there for that set. I know I had a couple good pops. If I never have to see it again, it's fine.
Yeah.
And I'm fine at like throwing it and like seeing if it hits, and if it doesn't, I don't care. Like, stand up clips are things like I won't take down, but like I'll throw up like a clip of me like being a ring girl with like my ass out, and it's like, it'll start doing okay, but then my follower will dip so hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Dip from the butt stuff?
Yeah. That it like.
That makes no sense.
It seems crazy, right?
But wow.
But it's people who are like comedy purists a lot of times.
Okay.
Who are like, I saw this reel. This girl was so funny. Now it's posting your butt. I'm out.
I honestly thought it was the opposite. Like, I really thought it was.
I mean, that does happen, I think, maybe a little bit. But I think the other factor is the either like a like chick followers who are like,
oh yeah,
this girl's like gonna like have her butt out. Like, no.
I mean, I think I do that sometimes. I unfollow hot gals because I'm so self-conscious.
I unfollow hot. If I don't know you, I don't need you showing me how hot you are.
No. God, no.
Yeah, if you're my friend, fine. Hot stuff, fine.
But it's like, it is exponential the way I don't post a lot of thirst traps, and I like, I should, because it really does help my algorithm.
See?
Because I posted one the other day of me in like a bra and underwear, which is not even that sexy at all. It was fine. But I was like, I need people to come to Washington. And guess what? It didn't fucking work, because no one showed up to fucking Washington. No, some people did, but not going back to Washington,
D.C. anytime
soon.
A lot of single sale tickets.
A lot of 34% of the theater sold out, and that was it. A lot of empty chairs in that theater. Fucking nightmare.
It's hard to sell comedy tickets, dude.
In some places, I was like, I thought I had fans. I did. The people I do have, it was the people
they
that were
love
there
you.
Were great. They
you
were
gotta
great.
Focus on the people. Go where you're wanted. That's the thing.
Turns
you
out
know?
DC wasn't that, but
DC's for as progressive as a fucking lib city as it says it is. They don't come out that hard for female comics.
No, they really do not.
I was at the DC Comedy Loft, and I feel like it could have been better attended. Mm-hmm. So
fuck DC.
It's funny how like you're like, is this how you network? Hey, let me semi shit on that club. Will you guys book me again? I'll do better next time.
Oh yeah.
Help me more.
Knowing
sometimes
this,
it's like you need boots on the ground. If you're like kind of a smaller comedy club, I don't know.
I don't know when we became the full bookers. For the,
yeah.
I did like a theater in Washington. Wasn't even on the marquee. it said Taylor Swift is back. And I was like, Taylor Swift is back. I was fuming. I go on stage, I go, anyone else notice I wasn't on the fucking marquee? I was so mad. What the hell? My first theater show, I was so pissed. I was so mad. And then I went to New York, I sold out here, and I sold out Boston. I was like, oh, okay. And all over the marquee in Boston, people lining up. I had a bunch of women come dressed as me. I was like, oh, I do have fans.
No way.
People like me. What the fuck was I doing in DC?
Wait, I want to see the women dressed like
you. Oh, it was crazy. A whole bachelor party. Seven women all head to toe, and they had mullet wigs. I always wear my romper. They had the rompers on. It was crazy. Yeah, it was nuts.
Did you post about it?
I did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How did I miss that?
No, it was in the stories. No one looks at stories.
I do.
It's not on my Instagram. It was on. I have a photo somewhere. I don't know what the hell it is.
I think that's when you know you've made it, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
going
to be a Halloween costume of you
again, and then you go to DC and you're like, it didn't make it.
Maybe I was just going to be like, maybe I'll be you for Halloween this year, and then I realized we just had Halloween.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's way too far.
I had a dog party.
Your dog party for Halloween?
Yeah, I had a costume party. All the dogs dressed up.
Oh my god!
I got some gourmet dog treats. No big deal. I got a skull.
Yeah, can we get this off? I can be staring at myself here. Wow. Just my Instagram on the TV. I'm like, I don't need to look at that. Aww. Susan was a baby shark when she was a little pup, and now I haven't dressed her up since.
Does Susan get along with every dog?
Yeah. No, she's scared of German Shepherds because she got attacked once.
Oh, God.
But she's obsessed with pit bulls, her favorite dog.
Really?
Oh, she's gay for pit bulls. Her like lesbian dog, she's lesbian for sure. 100%.
Is she submissive with other dogs?
Yeah. Lies right on her back.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, she's very...
See, Mabel might be mean to a dog. Like, Mabel's just like struggling a little bit lately. It's like the way she greets dogs can sound really scary sometimes, even if she's just saying hi.
Yeah.
She'll be like, oh, you know, and it's like the dog's like, what? And she's like, I just want to hang out. And it's like why are you awkward,
she's
Mabel?
She's like those like awkward open mic comics that are like way too in your face. Hey, can I get a spot? I think you're great. It's that exact thing. But she's so cute.
How's comedy in LA right now? I haven't been there since last time I went there. It was in January or February. Excuse me, last
COVID?
Year.
Okay.
It rained the whole day. It was
a nightmare.
No, I guess it was. Was it still COVID or maybe it was right after?
Not.
It rained the whole time in February. I was so mad at LA.
Nightmare, yeah.
I was like, this is so shitty.
I think it's good. I think I do better on stage there than I do it here. And I've realized this. I think because I'm too similar to a lot of women out here. And the fact there's a lot of like, sound the same, we're very like yelling. But in LA, I'm like the only one. So it's very convenient. I'm like, oh, that's why I'm doing better in LA, because I'm different.
Yeah, I get it.
It's like last night I did the New York Comedy Club, and I went up after a girl who was exactly like me. I'm like, yeah, you just saw that and you're seeing it again, but more gross.
Oh,
like,
was
I
don't it know Caitlin Palufo?
No. It was, but that's another one. But it was Ronnie something.
Ronnie. Oh, is she from Philly?
She was great. I'm not like shitting on her, but it was hilarious because she has a deeper voice than me. And I was like, good God.
She's new to me. I don't mean to say she's new to comedy. I just am. She's new.
Yeah, she was. It was yesterday. I don't know.
Ronnie.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know. I say
she's great,
my
but I was like, and she did all crowd work, and I'm like, oh well, that's literally what I do. I'm coming in. She's a deep voice, and then I'm going up after her and doing the exact same thing. I'm like, this is what am I doing?
I feel like I would spread you guys out on a lineup if I was doing it, but
no. Well, the first guy came late, so I had to go first. There's supposed to be somebody in there. It wasn't the booker's fault.
Yeah,
my stupid friend Pat Bircher came fucking late, idiot.
I hosted. I don't host that often, but I hosted the 8 o'clock last night. At the stand, and I was the only woman on the lineup, which is fun to play with because I like to call myself a diversity hire.
Yeah.
But yeah, last night was fun. Great crowd at the 8 o'clock. Oh, I had for some reason a great opening set as a host. You know, it doesn't happen that often.
No, it's hard as the host.
And my Joe Harari was there, and he goes, I get off stage, and he goes, right in the middle of your set, you were killing. I went to see if we were recording, and we weren't. I was like, thanks,
don't
Joe.
You love that?
Thanks, Joe. First of all, whatever. That may be true, but like, I am not coming asking for a tape or a clip right away. I'm just coming off having a great set.
Yeah.
So just let me have a great set.
Yeah, let you sit in it for a second. Yeah.
Don't even have to tell me that if I don't ask you. I may never ask you.
Yeah.
I'm such a fucking stoner, and I'm like so like low stakes. Like little things make me happy. Like having a great set, I just would have been in a great mood for the rest of the night. I might have never asked for a tape. But the fact that he's like, hey, guess what? Didn't get it.
And you're like, okay, God damn it.
I don't care.
Isn't it so sick how that's how like most of the sets are now? You're just waiting to get
fucking
that fucking
clip
tape.
Demons.
It's really
we
horrendous.
Are. We're clip monsters.
We need the depth. The depth's going away. No, we are clip monsters. And I haven't been recording anything here.
Is
and
your
it's
boyfriend
felt great.
A comedian?
No.
That's good.
He's very funny though.
Yeah. All men are. Yeah.
No, they're not.
All men are.
Are they? Not my ex. No,
they
this
like,
guy's.
I like to hear. Not my ex.
This is a blob. no, this guy's very funny. He's in the entertainment biz.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, we like someone close, but not the same.
We like a what do they call him? Not a satellite.
What is the term?
Ancillary character. Adjacent.
Comedy adjacent. Funny performer.
I like
gets it.
It.
Gets. He's on the road a lot. I'm on the road a lot. We get it.
I love
makes
that.
Sense. Yes. It's very new too, but I'm like.
Is it very new?
It's very new, but I'm like obsessed with him. So it's crazy.
It's so hard not to talk about it when you're very. I went on one date with a guy. I'm madly in love with him. Told my mom. Nicole asks because I do this. What do you think? Every couple months, Nicole? Every couple of months, Nicole sees me get a new boyfriend who I'm madly in love with.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden he disappears and he's no longer with us.
That's it. I'm in love with him and we haven't said it yet. And I need to calm down because I ain't letting it slip first. I refuse.
Hold on.
I'm trying so hard.
Don't let him.
I'm trying so hard. It's bad. It's bad. I went on the podcast.
It's so easy to just fly right out when you've said it before and when you think it.
And I'm like, yeah, the last time I said it to my disgusting pig ex, he said, thank you.
Piece of shit.
Piece of fucking, blob loser.
I hope he gets a fucking goiter.
Oh, he already does. He's a skin tag. There was like this fucking bag hanging right by his dick. It was disgusting. It was so gross.
Fucking skin tag.
Fucking Gonzo's
Larry.
Nose. It was so big.
Ew.
It was disgusting.
I hate him.
I hate him so much. blob man.
Yeah, I want to say it to my new guys. Like, we're so funny. Like, I'll send him pictures of my dog and he's like, I love her. And I'll go, and me? he'll be like,
we're
you're
crazy.
All right. I know.
We're sick. No, it's sick.
I love bomb. I feel like because I've been bombed so much. I'm
love
like,
bomb? Do you love bomb?
Yeah,
so much?
I'm like Gaza. So my only way to communicate is bombing.
Real? Wow. She's opening with that tonight, folks. Going back to New York Comedy Club. We got a new opener. Make sure the tape's running. That one could go viral. It's good. It can go viral.
Do you love bomb?
I don't normally, no. And I don't get love bombed a lot because this is like, I haven't had a lot of like really serious relationships. So this is nice. There's a hair in your eye and it's driving me insane. Damn it.
I started doing it for sport, for fun.
Oh, that's nice.
To just get the blood flowing.
Okay, good.
For the adrenaline rush.
Jesus Christ. That sounds horrendous. Good God. Just to get some blood going in the old thighs down here, I thought I'd...
I guess I just find it so rare that I actually do connect with somebody like that I like talking to and want to have sex with.
Yeah.
That I just like lose my mind. I'm like, oh my God, you're like a unicorn.
It is. It is so rare to find a man who actually makes you laugh and that you want to talk to for a while. And that's like, it's crazy.
There's so many cornballs out there. I'm like, shut up,
dude. There's so many creeps.
Creeps.
Or you must be getting a lot of creeps.
Yeah, there's, you know, I'll take a harmless creep over a fucking confident cornball though.
Oh, really?
I don't like these guys walking around with their conversations outside. No. Like, Battery Park, like Fight Eye, Tryback, on the, I don't know, the numbers and the bills and the set. We're not all in your same meeting. We're not all, we don't have to hear about
this.
Yeah. It makes me so
screaming.
Like, you're a nerd, dude. If you were really rich, you would be able to pay someone else to talk on the phone for you.
Say your ideas. Yeah. AI. Can you just do AI? Yeah. Just type in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like I get like weirdo
fans. What do you get?
I was getting weirdo like because I was getting a little recognized on the apps.
Yeah.
And then it was just not good.
What do they want from you?
They want something. They just want like the clout of dating me or something. Some of them like I think wanted me to talk with them in my act. And
oh,
like,
really?
Gross shit like that. Yeah.
That's like a comedy cuck.
It is. I think I get a lot of cucks. I'm a big. I got a cuck energy. I don't want it.
My guys are more like, let me buy your underwear. Can I buy your socks?
Socks. You love socks.
They want, oh yeah, we gotta, what are we at? We really waited a long time in this episode. Also, Nicole, oh, whoa, this is deep.
Oh,
if you guys waited this long, you got a really
good.
Want
to see him. What's your feet number on?
It's not even high. It doesn't matter. You could be a 2 on WikiFeet and these pigs will come running for it.
Oh, wow. Really?
I think I have like a 3 like a, or a 4. Like a not.
I'm a 4 too. It's bad. I got bad feet. That's why we're sucking
up. Yeah. They don't care though. It helps
Nobody
with
cares.
Retention.
Nobody cares.
It helps with retention. What was I saying?
So you sell the socks, you sell the, what would you sell? I was getting into
thinking.
I don't
do any of it. I don't even like returning stuff to like the store. You think I'm going to put stuff in a box and like go to FedEx and like find out your address? I'm just never going to do any of that. It's this administrative work. I just hate the thought
of.
Yeah.
It's again, too much.
Yeah.
We're clipping, we're sending undies. I thought of it for a bit. I was like, I got some stuff. They're juiced up. I got some juicers I can send off. But I was like thinking, like, what's the price?
What are 50? We putting for our return address?
I always put the Comedy Store.
Yeah, I would put the stand. Yeah. If guys wanted to sell me stuff, I would be like, send it to the stand. And then all of a sudden I see the stand waitresses coming in with these like leggings. I'm like, hey.
You're like, wait a second. Those are mine. Yeah, no, I definitely, I always do the store because I don't want anyone knowing my pig address.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cute. Yeah, I was just wondering. We're both doing that.
No.
You got it.
My socks are staying on for all you little piglets wanting to know what's under here.
They're going
to
be mad. They're going to tag you. Like, no, show us your feet.
I don't have like fucking.
Show us your feet.
I have a stupid tattoo. I can show my dumb tattoo that I have my foot. I have a giant fucking deer in my foot for absolutely no reason.
Why?
Well, I don't know. It's stupid as hell. Sometimes you get shit for no reason and then you got it.
Did
not
that
getting
hurt?
The tootsies, you little piglets.
Did that hurt? That must that's on your ankle bone.
I pulled my eyes. It was a nightmare.
What number tattoo is that? Like how many?
Like three. I'm stupid. I'm covered in shit. I got dumb shit all over me.
It's not dumb.
No, these ones are good. All my arm ones I kept that are good. I'm having a fucking crazy hive attack right now. God damn it.
I have two tattoos.
Two?
This one says, don't serve me because of my alcoholism.
Oh, wow.
And then I have a ballerina on my back.
Two very different tattoos. Yeah, we love to see that. Yeah. Don't do that. You say if you ever go to the bar, you're like, there it is.
I'm like, it's your fault now. If you overserve me, you will be in jail.
How long have you been sober for now?
This time around, 5 year. It was 5 years. Wow. May 10th.
It's long.
Yeah, I'm so bad when I drink. I just like all bets are off. I just get the severe fuckets. Like,
oh really?
Physically, like everywhere, like just the stuff that'll come out of my face, like the deepest, darkest, most hateful words that like I wouldn't even like consciously think in my like regular conscious mind, but something would happen to me when I would drink that I would just say these vile things to my friends.
Oh wow.
And fall down a lot. I had like 9 concussions.
Well, yeah, that's probably the bigger problem there. Yeah. You
can just like drink sometimes and then sometimes not. You can?
Yeah.
That's so wild.
New York is very hard though to drink.
It is.
To not drink.
To not drink.
Oh, I'm drinking like a fish out here. In LA, I don't really drink. Because I'm driving, I don't drink and drive because I have a green card, and also it's bad.
Yeah.
Because it's a green card, but I usually just, I'm sober, I'm driving like 3 shows a night, whatever, they're far, I'm like, so I'll have like, sometimes maybe a glass of wine with dinner, but I'm like, no, usually no drinking. Out here, nightmare. Last night, I got home hammered at like 2 in the morning. I'm like, what am I doing? I also don't get back that late in LA. I'm home, like, I'm in bed by 10:30, 11 sometimes, it's so nice.
In LA.
Oh, I love, I'm an early riser.
Does the LA scene shut down a little early?
Oh yeah, it's unless you're like at the store or you're probably on the weekend.
I feel like the store is like late night.
Kind of.
Is it late night every night or more just the weekend?
No, every night. But it's like by that point, it's just like the door guys have like weirdo fans lurking around. I'm like, wait, hey, what am I doing?
I get it.
Yeah, it's not like here every night. There's like people hustling and bustling.
New York Comedy Festival, like everybody, like all the cities, I feel like have descended upon New York. We're all here right now.
Yeah.
It's like you can like, you know, you see Kevin Hart and Dave Chappelle the same night, same stage. It's gonna be a hang.
Yeah.
I've just done those hangs so many times, even as a sober person, multiple times, like without drinking, and like come home at like 3 a.m. and still felt the next day like that I drank, but just so depleted and exhausted and not myself.
The schmoozing too is like, it's exhausting to schmooze. I wish I was a bad drunk. I've been saying this for years.
Why?
Because I feel like I would be able to get fit. Drinking is, every time I'm drinking, I'm puffed up, my gut swelling up, I'm puffed. I don't want to be puffed. But I love drinking. I love a bit of a buzz.
See, that's the thing.
Oh,
like,
God.
I feel like, I used to get super puffed and inflamed. My eczema would get really bad when I drank too. I had like a little, like a Hitler patch right here. It's fucking brutal.
Well, this is why I'm hiving up right now probably.
But
this is a nightmare.
I wouldn't stop drinking because of those things. Like all those things were happening to me. That wasn't enough to make me want to stop drinking. Like mine was coupled with all the behavior and
I just get louder and I think more fun.
Right. Yeah.
Sucks.
I do in the upslope, and but then once we hit a certain place, mm-hmm. when most people would be like, all right, time to switch to water, or like, all right, time to have a seltzer. Maybe for me, that place, I'm like, oh, we got to start doing shots. We got to find cocaine.
God.
We
got to
get
no.
an orgy going, or somebody has to get in a fight.
I get to that point that I usually, I used to just fuck like a disgusting man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That was bad.
Bad.
But I've calmed down off that.
Well, sounds like it. You're in a good place.
I'm a good place. Got a hot boyfriend. We're
hot
loving this.
Boyfriend.
He's so hot that no one believes I was dating him. Like I post on my Instagram, my stories, we were like, LOL, funny joke. And I was like, I had two exes reach out to me and go, I thought you were joking. I'm like, why is that funny? Why is it funny? No one can believe that I actually have a hot boyfriend that I believe
They're
into.
Jealous.
Like, yeah, it's a fucking asshole. Get the hell out of here.
Hot guys like what hot guys like.
Yeah,
you know?
Sorry.
I've landed a bunch.
Sorry, trolls. It's me. They like me.
I've landed a bunch of hot guys like after like the girl they dated before me was hotter than me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and like
yeah.
people are like, oh, I remember one time a guy broke up with me or started dating a girl that was way hotter than me. Like she was on that show, Pretty Little Liars. So much hotter than me than like that. Like his friend commented on their picture. He's like, hey man, so glad you upgraded from your last girlfriend.
Ew.
I know. And it's just like, you, dude.
I thank God I haven't seen him do that because it would be every guy I've been with. Wow, that was a massive upgrade. You got the iPhone 3 to the iPhone 14. Holy shit.
But I've been the girl that's been dated like before me has been like so much hotter than me.
I tried looking at, I went on a deep dive. I shouldn't have done it. I went into his tags photos. I didn't want to. I didn't want to do it, but I did. I went on the tags and I couldn't find her. I knew his ex, he was with her for a bit. And I was like, he's like, well, my parents really liked her. I was like, I got to find this bitch. And I was like, I asked him because I was like, we're the same height. And like, he's like wider than me because he's like, he's got muscle. But I'm like, I guarantee I'm the biggest girl he's ever been with. And I'm not saying I'm fat or anything, but I'm like, in terms of like, I can tell he dates like petite little, like, you know, little. And
dumb,
I'm like,
little petite
my pussy, you want to dip in the East River? Hey, you suck my ass, you piece of shit. So I was just trying to get a gauge. And then like, my friends, I was like, don't do it. And I was like, it's too late. She's like, stop. Just put your phone away. Stop doing it. I'm like, I can't. I gotta find her. I'm like, what am I doing? Who? It doesn't matter. He likes me. Because I always pull the card where I'm like, Mom, definitely funnier than any girl you've dated.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm like, and that's my one little, I'm like, maybe she's got a tight stomach and not a flabby, hairy fucking blob on her. But yeah, I'm going to be funnier.
He's into you. You're so special that he's into you.
He's always into it. He's into,
you know?
He's into the laughing. I can get him back with the laughs.
And if they want to hang out with you consistently all the time, that's the most of the battle.
We talk literally 6.5 hours a day.
Yeah,
we FaceTime all. I've never talked to a person like since like high school. That's how much we talk. I'm like, what are we talking about?
That's so
absurd.
Cute.
I know. We eat together. We like we get ready together. It was actually really cute because I dressed up for Halloween. Like I'm disgusting on Halloween. I gotta bring it up. Actually, can you bring it up on my Instagram here? So I dress up like a man every year. It's my very favorite thing to do. So this year we just had like we were still new in the relationship, and I'm like I don't really want you to watch me get ready for my Halloween costume. It's down a bit. You'll see it. It's me in a wig and a wheelchair.
Wait, why were you in a wheelchair?
Oh, you'll see. There I am. The wig and wheelchair. I witnessed Tobias when he got hair plugs in Arrested Development. Very specific Halloween costume.
That is very niche.
It's so niche, but I looked horrendous. Yeah. So I was like getting ready with him on the phone. And I was like, I don't want to get flirty. He's like, I don't care. And I put the mustache on. I was like, maybe I care now. Maybe I care. I'm like, it's too late. I rolled up to a party of a bunch of hot lesbians in that outfit in the wheelchair.
They probably raped you. Dude.
No one knew who I was. They thought I was just making fun of somebody in a wheelchair because I came in. I was like, can't walk, and they were like, okay, and like everyone was just like so
nobody
confused.
Guessed it.
No one knew who I was. I was hideous.
That's
was
you with the
so
ring light
ugly.
In the bathroom.
Oh yeah, that's my it's my like office. Excuse me. excuse moi. No. There I am. Oh,
look
wheel it up.
Wow.
A bunch of hot girls behind me wheeling up. No one touching the cheese tray. A lot of cheese at this party. I was getting right in there. Yeah. Hot little like cheerleaders and me full. My friend Anessa was so ugly too. She dressed up like Chad Kroger and no one knew who she was. So we were both hideous. It was insane. And also, yeah, I paid. Ew. Like,
so
I'm getting
good.
Ready looking at him like that. I'm so hideous.
Dude, your chin. Is that a chin extra thing?
I put a band aid on. That's part of it. His like skin was falling off.
Okay,
he had like open sores and lesions. Yeah.
I'm
it's
dead,
so, dead eyes, dead stare. Yeah, it's so stupid. Is that
so
on?
So creative, it was I bet that made your boyfriend fall even more in love with you. He's like,
oh yeah, it's such a good scene too.
She's so creative.
Yeah, yeah, there it is. I was
she
dead
doesn't
on.
Give a fuck.
Oh, I come up. Oh. I come up. Oh my god, that's so funny.
Yay.
Yes, that's the fucking best. Oh my god, I come up with a Google search. That's
did you not know that?
I did not know that. That's so funny. I'm up there. Oh my god.
You gotta post this.
I do have to post it. That's so funny.
You're number three.
Oh my god. Cause I tweeted at David Cross being like, hello.
It's
look,
so
I should have curled the hair. I tried to curl it. It was really hard to curl. Yeah, he was so, it's my favorite TV show, so I like anything that has to do with that, I like go crazy. What did you dress up? You didn't dress up, just the dogs did?
My dog was Dumb and Dumber with her friend.
Oh my god, what suit? Orange or the
green?
She
was blue, and then I bought the adult orange suit.
That's
so she was like
so cute
with me, and then me and Aaron Burke. Aaron had a blue suit and I had the orange suit, so we were Dumb and Dumber.
That's
so I was like
cute.
A few different renditions of Dumb and Dumber.
I love that. That's
I got a lot
cute.
Of
is Aaron Burke your best friend?
I'm like, I don't want to hurt his feelings and say no.
I've known him for years.
We host Frantic together every Monday.
Right.
So it was for
how
the,
long
for
have
the
you
show.
Been hosting that with him?
Oh god,
years, right? Because I think I came out and tried to do that years ago, and I
yeah.
couldn't get on it.
Really?
So thanks for that. No,
it wasn't me.
I think Aaron tried to get me on or something. How was too late? But now
you're
get that,
fucking
get those credits. People,
no,
turns out, I've been this funny for years. Turns out you just got to say Netflix and they're like, do my show. It's actually so funny. I'm going to out them. I don't give a fuck. There's a there's a show called Supernova Comedy in LA. You know that show.
Yeah, yeah.
So over the pandemic, people were going crazy for it. It was the only show. It was huge. It was sold out. It was in the round. I'm like, I love this show. I tried so hard to get on. I had so many people vouch for me, like Adam Ray vouched my Laura Bites. I had like so many comments. Like, I'm like, please say something if you see them. I'm like, I DM people going, hey, I can't get on the show. Motherfucker DMs me today. The last post was me sending crazy clips of myself.
Yeah.
Whole bio of myself being like, I love the show. I can get more vouchers if you need, blah, 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 blah. 2021, I sent a message asking today, hey, you in town Friday? Suck my ass. I am in town Friday. I don't want to fucking do it. I don't want to fucking do it.
Burn it all to the ground.
Burn it all to the ground. I'm
fuck
sick
it.
Of this.
Fuck you. You should have known when I told you.
But also, I sent a clip for me on a Bill Burr thing. I was sending good clips. I'm like, I don't
tell
you right now.
Somebody actively ignoring you.
It is. And I was, I'm sick
you're
of it.
Hard to ignore.
And guess what? I'm ignoring you. I read it and I unread
fuck
it.
Fuck you, Supernova.
Read it
Super
and unread
no
it.
Way.
Super no way. That was
Super
good.
Super no way.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
I really wanted to do the pandemic. I was doing Zoom shows, losing my fucking mind, and now...
Oh, I started something called Cooking with Karen.
Oh, fun.
I might start doing again, honestly, because I've been making a lot of high-protein baked goods, which nobody asked me to do.
What are these? I want these.
I've just been using chickpea flour. There's something like 7 grams of protein per serving. Also use peanut butter flour.
Oh.
And peanut butter, too, but like peanut butter flour.
You're making like little balls? What are you doing? Like, what are these little things?
I'm doing pancakes right now because I get so hungry and I want the baked good inside my face.
Okay.
So a pancake is a great way to have a baked good very
protein
quickly.
Protein powder in there? What are you doing?
I'm just doing regular butter or whatever, but yeah, a little protein powder, a little, and dark chocolate.
Oh, I like
this. Like a cacao powder.
Yeah.
Which has protein in it as well, about 4 grams.
Excuse me.
Yeah, and then, a couple eggs.
Couple eggs in there, you're laughing.
You got yourself a batter.
You got yourself a big batter.
You got yourself a
big batch.
You're doing dollops in the pan with the butter and the frying, and you're flipping and you're burning.
Dollops.
You're burning
your hand. Yeah, you're burning them. You're a lot of butter. No protein in the butter, though. You got to get some protein butter in there.
Yeah, what's protein butter?
I don't know. I made that up. There's got to be something. There has
Nicole
to be something.
Nicole is looking vigorously.
There is.
What is it?
Butter?
Ghee? Are you going to make me get ghee?
I hate
something?
Ghee. What is ghee?
I don't like ghee. I'm
not
like eating
ghee. I don't
ghee.
The name of it bugs me. I don't know why.
It's texturally, it's not for me.
I don't want ghee.
I could do
you.
A coconut butter, but
coconut
I don't
butter.
Know if
oh.
that has any protein in
okay.
it.
Okay. I'm getting into this. Let's
anyway,
start this up.
So
I want you to do this.
You just need also with those pancakes, like a fruit topping, and you're in business.
Your business. Little drizzle of honey. Excuse me.
Absolutely.
We're laughing.
I made
here.
My own chocolate sauce. It's dark cacao powder, some powdered sugar, a little bit, not a lot. Butter, honey. Excuse me, honey. And you melt that. And I'm telling you, you got hot fudge.
I want hot fudge.
You got hot fudge.
I can eat a whole tub of Nutella right now.
Yeah.
Spoon in. Fuck the spoon.
But when you make it yourself, it's like not as bad.
No, I want this. Like this. I went through a phase of making my own ketchup and I was like, this is stupid.
I can
this
see you.
This is insane.
Smashing tomatoes.
Oh, my one bite tastes like shit.
Sugar.
What am I doing?
What's in ketchup? Tomatoes and sugar?
Pretty much. And some slop. I don't even know what the hell was in it. I whatever I was eating did not taste like ketchup. It was so fucking gross. Like a squished tomato.
Like,
I don't
Steph, what are you making? My famous ketchup cookies.
There's protein in them, I swear.
I could have used some ketchup.
Butter, protein, cacao, tomatoes, and you got yourself a paste. That's it. No, it wasn't good.
I'm dead.
I need to cook more. But on the road, again, on the fucking road, there's
it's
no cooking. I'm
so
eating like
hard.
Insane. I'm literally going out after this and getting a pile of vegetables because I feel like I haven't eaten a piece of lettuce.
Yeah.
I'm eating shawarma. Oh my God. With this crazy place
good.
In fucking Queens yesterday.
Astoria.
Astoria. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? King Shawarma?
I don't go to Astoria unless there's a newborn baby I have to visit.
Okay. So you were there recently then? Because yeah. It was King Shawarma. Great place. I'm going to shout out. It was a great place. This guy was nuts. I'm waiting in line. This is the most New York experience of my life. I took my headphones off specifically.
What do you mean? Hot sauce, white sauce. When
no. Swearing at the guy back behind me. Oh. Fuck you. Oh. You don't fucking listen. This is your last fucking shift, you piece of fuck. Free falafel. Hands me falafel.
Yeah.
Goes directly back to swearing at this guy. I was. He gives his other guy's order. He goes, thank you, boss. See you soon.
But does he laugh? Does the guy get yelled at?
No. He was dead ass serious. Gives it so good. Gives the guy this fucking. I had the protein plate, actually. I had the high protein plate.
Yeah. That looks beautiful.
He gives this guy his takeout to go, and then the guy goes, nice seeing you again. And then the other guy goes, was it? And then the guy who's taking it out goes like, not really. And I was like, what? And the guy went, whatever, and keeps going. And then I'm like, what is happening right now? It was the best. You don't get that kind of thing in LA. LA is so passive.
Yeah.
It's so annoying when they do that.
And the pacing is so different. I feel like in New York, people are like, this.
It's too much so. Now, I'm used to this. I'm from Toronto.
Okay.
So I'm used to like a hustle and bustle. But now LA is changing. They're 8 years now.
Yeah.
I've got my.
You like the nice slow pace.
Oh God! No, I wake up. I got my whole morning. Got the dyes. We got a whole situation going in there.
See, I'm the first one at the coffee shop. It opens at 7. I'm there at like 6:59. After I've been out with the dog for about an hour, I'm like,
oh, you're up at 6. I'm up at like 7:30 every day.
Yeah. It's the dog, I think.
It's the dog. It is the dog. But now, even when I'm on the road now, I'm like,
of course,
I picture
your
her eyeballs staring at me.
Programmed.
I'm like, ready to go, yeah.
Who watches Susan when you're on the road?
I have a bunch of like comics that I rotate in and out. She's very good. Yeah. So, and sometimes people I know that they have roommates, I'm like, just come stay at my house, whatever.
Yeah.
Gets expensive.
Sure, I know. Even if it's our friend. It's funny because I don't know if you're like me, but I almost feel inclined to pay my friends more.
I have some friends too that we switch off so I don't pay. I'll buy something nice.
If it's
like,
a favor thing, that's
different.
It's a favor
thing, yeah. But I always try to leave something.
The dog mom click I have, sometimes when I go on the road, it feels like too much of a favor to ask. I've asked this one guy, Jason, and he did a sleepover with her this past weekend when I went to meet my new boyfriend.
Oh, excuse me. Where does he live?
He lives in New Jersey.
Okay.
Far, far into New Jersey.
I was like, it's right there, isn't it?
No, not where he lives.
Oh, no.
It's really going to be the downfall of us, probably.
Oh, how did you meet him then?
He's like an MMA guy. Another MMA guy I know recommended him to me.
Oh. Squished ear?
Always. I love a cauliflower ear.
You do?
Yeah, I think they're so cute.
Are you
serious? It's like a little puzzle piece. It's like an extra little brain on the side of their head.
Ew.
No?
Can they drain them? I heard they can drain them.
Oh, I don't want him
drain
to.
Drain it. Get out of there.
I'll do whatever he wants. I'll suck it out if he wants me to.
Oh, my God.
I love him.
You sound like me.
I love doing like just like really fast forwarding into being just like vulnerable and gross with somebody. I just want somebody to like laze around with.
That's all I know. I'm like, we're going on a cruise next week.
Oh,
he's working it. And it's my first week off. Lord knows how long, so I can't. I'm like so excited that I gotta go just fucking do absolutely nothing for a week.
That sounds awesome.
By nothing, I mean bring a bunch of wigs and mustaches and film videos around the cruise.
yeah, you are.
Oh, of course I am. I already ordered a bunch of fun joke outfits, some visors. Oh, we're coming in hot with the characters.
You're gonna make friends.
I told. I was telling him last night. I'm like, I'm gonna be the talk of the ship.
Yeah,
like, you're talented. People love your show, but I'm gonna be. Everyone's gonna see me in the
deck.
Now like,
I have
there
to know.
Is.
What does he do? Is he a magician?
Musician? No. Let me start by saying the guy ain't a magician. Okay. No, he plays. He's mostly a piano. He plays piano,
beautiful.
But he also plays guitar. I know. Good. Ambidextrous.
Oh my god.
I know. No, it's nice. It is nice.
That's so nice. Yeah. Where does the cruise go? Where does the cruise go?
Cozumel, Belize.
Mm. Mm.
and something else. I didn't really look into it because I don't give a shit. Because I'm like, I'm just going to suck his dick the entire... Do you ever get a dick that you're just like sucking so much? Like, it's very rare for me. It's in my mouth nonstop.
This new guy, I really like it. But like, it's really big. And I came back from our little rendezvous. And for 2 days, I had like a sore...
Jaw? Oh, wow.
Really sore, like to my neck too.
Oh, my God. That's too big.
Well,
I
was showing off.
Oh, you're really getting it down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not showing off that much. I'll get enough in.
This
for
was
when
my
it's
audition
enjoyable.
Night. So
oh, okay.
I
so
really.
Then you're really sucking that horn back.
I was trying to get hired. Yeah. Not everybody can be an MMA guy with CTEs, like, you know.
Yeah.
Infrequent girl.
Yeah.
You really gotta show up.
Really gotta get that.
All right, let's. This is a really fun one. We usually don't even go this long. Steph.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how great you are.
Well, there we go.
Make sure all of our fans watching know where they can find you, how they can support you, what you're doing, where you're gonna be, all your tags, your plugs.
Just Instagram at Steph Tolev, TOLEV. That's it. All the links in my bio for my tour dates. That's it. Or follow my podcast, Steph Infection. Also that.
Steph Infection.
You
want to
do it.
I want
to
be on it.
Let me know when you're in LA. You come do it.
Such a good name.
It's a good name. Yeah. And you have eczema. All that stuff. We'll talk about this.
Only
this is perfect.
Fans, Steph Infection.
Yeah. We need it. We need this.
So good.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. It's only feet.